Let's return now to our top story today, Aleppo, and talk about satire. That may seem off topic given the current state of things in Aleppo, but skewering politicians when something is wrong is what cartoonists and satirists around the globe do, including Karl Sharrow. He's Lebanese and blogs under the name Karl Remarks. From one disaster to another, Sharrow has written laugh-out-loud satire, often self-effacing, about people in the Middle East. But with Aleppo, he's found himself really short on words.
In this particular instance, I'm kind of starting to see that, you know, satire has almost exhausted itself in what it's able to say in these situations. There's almost a sense of the futility of satire. I'm not talking about whether it's appropriate or not. I think people have different mediums which they can use to highlight political concerns or humanitarian concerns. But I think just in terms of the usefulness of that at the moment, I'm not quite so sure that it's actually playing a positive role or could play a positive role, because I think we're in a moment that requires a kind of nuance and complexity. And we satirists and cartoonists and people like that, we kind of tend to be blunt, and we're more successful with things that appeal to a deeper emotional level, even if they do make you think. So for this first time, I'm kind of posing and thinking, maybe we've sort of exhausted what satire can do to situations like that.
What do you think it is about this moment in Aleppo that makes you feel like you've got to just pause and try to figure it out before you say anything?
Aleppo is part of what's happening more broadly within Syria, and it's connected to Iraq and connected to other places. There is a sense of ongoing tragedy, and we're now in the fifth year of that. We're about to enter the sixth year. I think it's connected to a general sense of fatigue and kind of inability to come up with a narrative that responds to the complexity of the situation. But on the second level, I think what tends to happen is there are kind of waves of international attention, despite the fact that the conflict is still raging on. And obviously with the escalation of the situation in Aleppo, it tends to draw more media attention. But then people start demanding easy answers. And I think a lot of satirists and cartoonists in those situations are kind of tending to want to provide those easy answers, you know. And I'll give you an example just so it doesn't remain abstract. Is this notion that the world has lost interest, the world doesn't care. And I'm not sure that that necessarily helps our understanding of the situation. I failed to come up with anything myself. And maybe, I don't know, maybe this is the right response in this moment, but I think not doing anything is probably better than just kind of having a knee-jerk, generic kind of response to say that we do care. Because somehow you think that's just expressing our own moral sense rather than actually affecting the situation on the ground or helping resolve it.
That writer's block or satire block with Aleppo, had that ever happened to you before?
No, I don't think so. And there might be a bit of guilt in it. I mean, I've lived throughout the Lebanese Civil War, and as a matter of fact, my town was besieged for 3 months when I was 10 years old by the Syrian army, and we were constantly pounded and shelled. And I remember, like, us making jokes about the situation all the time and coping. But it's almost now, it's kind of too close home, but I'm not there. It's a city that I'm familiar with. It's almost like you can't give yourself the right to joke about the situation if you're not in it. And maybe it's a critical moment kind of in terms of reflecting about the role of satire. I'm not saying abandon satire, but is there a kind of a cleverer way of doing it?
Have you seen any cartoons or any satire written by Syrians inside Syria or outside Syria that you feel there's something there to kind of grab onto?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you an example, and it's in Arabic. There's a guy who does audio recordings, a Syrian guy, and it's called The Pressure Cooker. And there's lots of Syrians like that. I think particularly if it's done in Arabic, it doesn't get a lot of exposure in the West, and it's not visual, so it doesn't necessarily translate, and it's kind of quite bleak, quite dark. It's not afraid to take sides politically and morally. And I think there's a sense of when you're playing to an audience of fellow Syrians, even if you're doing satire at a very bleak moment, it's trying to find a commonality among Syrians through this deployment of humor that I think is absolutely needed.
Lebanese satirist Karl Sharrow, a.k.a. Karl Remarks, speaking with us from London. Always great to talk with you, Karl. Thank you.
Thank you very much.